സദാശിവ സമാരംഭം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം. പേജ് നമ്പർ 12, വെർസ് നമ്പർ 20. അജടാത്മവദാ ഭാന്തി യസ്സാനിത്യജടാ അപി ദേഹേന്ദ്രിയമനഃപ്രാണാഃ സോഹമിത്യവധാരയ. ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഡീലിംഗ് വിത്ത് ദ ടോപ്പിക് ഓഫ് മഹാവാക്യ തത്വമസി മഹാവാക്യ ഇൻ ദറ്റ് ത്വം പദ വിചാര. ത്വം പദ മീൻസ് ഇൻഡിവിജ്വൽ നേച്ചർ. Enquiry into the nature of the individual is called Svampada Vichara. When he is talking about this Svampada Vichara, he says that this body-mind complex is matter. It becomes sentient because of consciousness. In this 20th shloka, he says, Ajadatmavat abhanti. Ajada means sentient, not jadam, not inert. I-N-E-R-T. Inert means jadam. Sentient means opposite to inert. Ajadam. Abhanti means that which appears. That which appears as sentient. What is that appearance? Deha indriya manaha pranah. The second line. Deha means body. Indriya means sense organs. Manaha, mind. Pranah. Five pranas. All of them are ജഡം ഓൺലി. ജഡാ അപി ഈവൻ ദോ ദേ ആർ ഇനർട്ട്. ജഡാ അപി ഈവൻ ദോ ദേ ആർ ഇനർട്ട്. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇൻ ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് ലൈൻ. ജഡാ അപി മീൻസ് ഈവൻ ദോ ഓൾ ദീസ് ഫോർ ആർ ദേഹ റിഫറിംഗ് ടു ദാറ്റ് സ്ഥൂല ശരീരം. ഇന്ദ്രിയ മനഃ പ്രാണാഹ റിഫറിംഗ് ടു സൂക്ഷ്മ ശരീരം. So, Sthula Shariram and Sukshma Shariram, both are inert, Jada Api, even though they are inert, how they appear? Ajada Atmavat Abhanti. Atmavat Abhanti. Just as the Atma which is sentient, Ajada Atma means that Atma which is sentient. Consciousness is the nature of Atma, and that consciousness which is the nature of Atma, Ajad Atma, that is called Ajad Atma means what? That Atma which is sentient, whose nature is sentient, that Atma vat abhanti. This body mind complex appears as though sentient like Atma. Because of what? The reason he gives. Yat sannidhya. Yat sannidhya means whose presence. By whose presence this Atma vat abhanti sula sukshma shariram. This body is able to move. Mind is able to think. Sense organs are able to function. Prana is able to function, all five pranas, physiological system, only because of Atma. The whole function is because of Atma. And what we are doing, committing mistake, we have forgotten that main hero, because of whose blessing, this sthula shariram, sukshma shariram is functioning. And we are taking this body as sentient. Seeing like the fan, it is moving, it has got its own capacity. Fan can move by itself. But when we are seeing the fan, how many of us are remembering the electricity? Generally we don't remember the electricity. Enna fan eppadi vaangita romba nalla irukke adhu solluva. Fan is a fan because of electricity. Fan is a fan because of electricity. Without electricity, fan is not a fan. It loses its fanness. Fan is a fan when it can give the air. How it can give air? Because of electricity. Similarly, this body also, deha is a deha, it can walk, it can do so many activities because of the presence of the availability of consciousness. Shankaracharya kekkarar, adhu gnapam illaye unakku enna kekkarar. That you are not remembering. See, saha aham, that because of whose sannidhyam, proximity. Sannidhyam means what? Proximity, near, close, very close. Because of that sannidhyam, this body, mind, complex is functioning. That consciousness, saha, that consciousness, that ajada atma. Saha means that ajada atma, that which is sentient atma, whose nature is consciousness, that atma, saha, that aham iti, I am, avadharaya, may you assimilate, may you meditate upon, may you ponder over. That is the meaning. Avadharaya, may you hold this thought in your mind. Avadhrudhatu, may you entertain this thought in your mind. Next sloka. Up here, we saw in the last class. According to this Kshanika Vijnanavadi, one of the Buddhist philosopher, he says, thoughts are sentient. Kshanika Vijnanavadi, he says, a Buddhist philosopher. In Buddhism, only after Buddha, they have divided their philosophy into four types. Among those four types, one Buddhist philosopher is Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Consciousness is the fleeting nature. It is Kshanikam, momentary consciousness. Manamana Sura, consciousness is Nityam, permanent. Avanana Sura, consciousness is a temporary, a momentary consciousness. Kshanikam. So he says, thoughts are sentient, he says. Thoughts arise in the mind. Which mind? Inner mind. How the thoughts can be sentient? Which thoughts are arriving in the inner mind? What we say, thoughts are sentient because of mind, which is sentient because of consciousness. We should know the difference. All philosophies are okay. Why we have to vote for only Advaita? Why not Buddhism? Ellarum mahangal dane, avaru kuda avataram dane. Because we do not know his philosophy, what he has said. His devotees are all given different opinions. Why we should not take his philosophy? We respect that person. Buddha as a Mahatma, okay, you worship. We can get inspiration. But when they come to the fact, the truth, we must know what exactly they say and where they are going wrong. Now we are able to understand. Atma is temporary according to him. And that Atma in which these thoughts arise, they are what? Chetanam, sentient. We say Atma is permanent, entirely opposite. We say Atma is permanent. And these thoughts are achetanam. Thoughts can arrive in the mind only because of consciousness. Consciousness lend the sentiency to the mind, then that mind will become active, then son thought, daughter thought, husband thought, wife thought, all will come. But what we are doing, we have forgotten the consciousness and we are having only relation. Putra thought, putri thought, and we have left that consciousness, that awareness. Left means what? We have forgotten. We are not recognizing the fact. Because of whose blessing, son is a son, daughter is a daughter. Because of whose blessing, husband is a husband, wife is wife. Nandri irukkanamillo. We should not lose our gratitude. Gratitude vidakudadu. Those who are not studying Shastra, there are ingratitude people. Anartha. Next sloka. 21. Ajaman me mano nyatra. Sampratam cha sirikratam. Evam yo veti divrittim. Sohamityavadharayam. Now Shankaracharya, continuing the same topic, me manaha anyatra agaman agamat. Now you see, the person is there. What he says, my mind has gone somewhere. Now my mind is here. Agamat means going outside, wandering, went outside. Children, in our mind, in your book, we are seeing, no? Many times, often. It goes, now we are sitting here listening, suddenly, manas enyo poido, enartha, daughter thought, son thought, something will come. Illena, what is this record, what part, enna part, agamat, enna. Gone out. Agamat. Sometimes, sirikrutam, family, rumba nalla irukka class, enna rumba concentration jaasthaya irukka enartha. Sometimes the students will give compliment to me. Today class is so nice. Because they don't have any problem. Servant is coming, driver is coming, everything intact. Health is also intact. Then class is so nice, that means because you are able to sirikritam manaha. The intellect or mind is sirikritam. Sampratam means now, it is here. Anyatra means mind goes anyatra, some place, some other place. Mind is here now. Sampratam, now it is here. Sometimes it goes out. Like that we are talking. Generally, this is our anubhava. You know? Therefore he says, me manaha anyatra agamat. Me and my, manaha, mind, anyatra, elsewhere, some other place, agamat, gone. Many times we ask our children also, either husband or wife. Chonnadi puriya, kekriyana. Ah, manasengyo puriya, irna. Agamat, irna. Adikapro, sampratam, now it is here. Sampratam means now. Sirikratam. Me manaha you have to supply. Me manaha sampratam cha sthirikritam. Now my mind is steady, not going anywhere. It is with me only. That means presence of mind and artham. It is with me. Yaha vetti dhivrittim evam. Who knows, yaha means who, veti, veti first beginning la, yaha dhivrittim veti, evam yaha dhivrittim veti, whoever knows, eva means in this manner, means what manner, my mind has gone out, என்னோட மனசு மனசுல இல்லை அண்ணா என்ன அர்த்தம் தகராறு என்ன அர்த்தம் மனசு மனசுல இல்லைன்னா மனசு எங்கேயோ போயிடுச்சு அர்த்தம் ஏவம் ஆர் மை மைண்ட் இஸ் ஹியர் ஓன்லி ஐ அம் அலர்ட் ஏவம் இன் திஸ் மேனர் யஹா வேத்தி ஜீவ்ருத்தி திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜீவ்ருத்தி தி தாட் அரைஸ் இன் த இன்டலெக்ட் மை மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் கான் அவுட் மை மைண்ட் இஸ் ஹியர் திஸ் தாட் ஜீவ்ருத்தி He means intellect. Vritti means thought. This thought arises in the intellect. In the dhivrittim, who knows that? Sakshi Chaitanyam knows. Yaha means here, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Yaha Vetti. The Sakshi Chaitanyam knows this dhivritti. Now what is your job, my dear student? Shankaracharya says, That Sakshi Vritti, who is the recognizer? Who is the one who understands? Vetti means the one who knows. That Sakshi Chaitanyam, who knows the mind's presence, mind's wandering nature, that Sakshi Chaitanyam, Aham Iti Avadharaya. You own up that you are that. எவ்வளவு சிம்பிளா சொல்றாள் ஆனாலும் ஏறத மண்டல இருக்கேன்னா கொஞ்சம் பாருங்க எவ்வளவு சிம்பிளா சொல்றாரு மனசுல மனசுல இல்ல சாமி மனசு எங்கேயோ போயிருக்கேன் மனசு இங்கேதான் இருக்கு ஐ எம் சோ அட்டென்டிவ் ஹூ நோஸ் தட் ஐ ஆம் ஐ ஓன்லி நோ தட் ஐ இஸ் கால்டு சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் தட் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் அலோன் இஸ் பிரம்மன் சஹா சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் ஹூ இஸ் த நோவர் ஆஃப் Then wandering mind, steady mind, what do you have to say? Nanda ani sollanoni. Naneda. Aham iti avadharaya. Chaitanyam sakshita, witness consciousness. Who is the witnesser of going mind, steady mind? Who is the witnesser of going mind, steady mind, other than me? I means here, arsiya, osiya. அதுதான் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா ஹியர் மம இஸ் தேர் மே மம ரெண்டு இருக்கு ஷஷ்டி விபக்தி மை மைண்ட் மம இஸ் த ஷஷ்டி விபக்தி ஆஃப் அகம் அகம் மம சம்பந்தே ஷஷ்டி ரிலேஷன் அனுமாட்ட This Sambandha refer to relation. So, Sambandhe Shasti, Ahamkara starts, Mamakara comes. For grammar, you put connection upon them. Once the Ahamkara rises, I am, Aham comes, Mama, Naam, Ennudayadi. Naam, Aham. Naam is called Tamil Naam. Naam means Aham, Ennudayadi. And this is mine. So, aham lonely mamakara vandhanu. Ahankara and mamakara. Appo karangarama problems will start. Swami is just telling. Ashramam lo 400 problems irindha. Ishramam lo 4 problems da. Ishrama is better than ashramam. Ishramana grihasthashrama. Ishramana கிரகஸ்தாசிரமால ஃபோர் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் சப்போஸ் ஃபோர் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் என்னென்ன சொல்லணுமா டாட்டர் டாட் சன் வைஃப் அப்படி பேரண்ட்ஸ் எல்லர்ஸ் இது நாலு சேர்த்து ஃபோர் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் அப்போ ஆசிரமந்தி போயிட்டு வரேன் நான் சொன்ன ஏய் ஜாகிரதாங்க 400 ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் இருக்கும் 400 ப்ராப்ளம் தேர் ஃபோர் வேர் எவர் யூ ஆர் தட் இஸ் ஆசிரமம் இந்த ஈசிரமம் போட்டு Now, when I talk about my thought, mind is an object. One technical point I will present here. What he wants to convey here, When I talk about my thought, mind is an object. When I talk about the thought, mind is an object. என்னோட மைண்ட்ல இதெல்லாம் வருது, என்னோட மைண்ட்ல இதெல்லாம் வருதுன்னு சொல்றது இல்லையோ, இந்த தாட்ஸ் ஆர் கமிங். ஸோ என்னோட மைண்ட், தட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். வாட் எவர் இஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் நாட் மீ, தேர் ஃபோர் மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். வென் ஐ டாக் அபவுட் த வேர்ல்ட், மைண்ட் இஸ் அன் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட். வென் ஐ டாக் அபவுட் த வேர்ல்ட், மைண்ட் இஸ் அன் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட். ஐ யூஸ் த மைண்ட் ஆஸ் அன் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட். Subtle point. When I talk about my own thoughts, mind become an object. Okay? When I talk about the world, through what I am talking, using which instrument I am talking about the world? Mind. And the same object to mind will become an instrument. இப்படி மாறினே இருக்கும் மனசு. அந்த மனசுல வர தாட்ஸ் வந்து, when I talk from the standpoint of thought, see, when I watch my thought, the mind has gone somewhere, mind is here, that means what? Mind became object. See, that person is like this, this person is like that, that means I am using the mind as an instrument. Instrument. I am using my mind, I am seeing the world through the mind. புரிஞ்சா? சரி, புரியலன்னா விட்டுடுங்க. இந்த மாதிரி சட்டில் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் வந்துடும். ஸோ ஐம் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட், பட் மைண்ட் இஸ் டிஸ்டர்ப்டு. வென் மைண்ட் இஸ் டிஸ்டர்ப்டு, வாட் ஐ சே? நான் ஒன்று ஐ சேட், மைண்ட் இஸ் அன் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட். வென் ஐ டாக் அபவுட் த வேர்ல்ட், வென் மைண்ட் இஸ் டிஸ்டர்ப்டு, வாட் வி சே? ஐ ஆம் டிஸ்டர்ப்டு. அந்த இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட், ஆப்ஜெக்ட், மைண்ட், அதுக்குள்ள எப்படி அயாம எடுத்து எப்பா யோசிச்சு பார்த்தோமோ? சுவாமி, இத்தனை நாள சாம்பார் டேஸ்ட், ரசம் டேஸ்ட் பார்த்துட்டு இருக்கோம், இந்த ஆத்மா டேஸ்ட் தெரியல என்ன? When I am talking about the mind as an object from the standpoint of thought, okay, I am talking about the mind as an instrument from the standpoint of the world. The world ipdi ipdi sollum bodhu manasu vandhi instrument ah use pannin irukken. Indha or instrument object ah irukkindra manasu ni vandhi mind is disturbed. And you casually use the word I am disturbed. I am is a subject. I am is a subject. How come this subject I will become the object or instrument? Tell me, how come this mind, which is an object role it is playing and instrument role it is playing, such a mind suddenly when it has got disturbance, what I say? I am disturbed. என்ன சொல்லணும்? My mind is disturbed. My mind is distracted. Mind is distracted. When mind is distracted, the instrument mind is disturbed. The object mind is disturbed. I am not disturbed. சொல்லணும் இல்லையோ? I the சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் மோசி is not disturbed. I am கர்த்தர். I am the subject. Object instrument mind is disturbed. How can I say I am disturbed? But what mistake we are doing? Happily doing mistake. You can sit in the chair, man. Those who want, sit in the chair. Next sloka. So, dhivritti means the condition of the mind and artha. Dhivritti means it is a condition of the mind. Going outside is a condition of the mind. Staying steadily in one place is a condition of the mind. This condition of the mind witnessed by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. That Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am Avadharaya. Next shloka, 22. Svapna Jagarite Suptim Bhava Bhavau ബുധിയാം തഥാ. യേ യോ വേത്യ വിക്രിയ സാക്ഷാത്. സോഹമിത്യവധാരയ. How many times Shankaracharya asking us? அது தெரியும், ப்ரீவியஸ் லோக்கல புரியல இவனுக்கு. அகெய்ன் சோகமித்யவதாரய. இந்த ப்ரீவியஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகாலுக்கும் நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். தேர்ஃபோர் சோகமித் அவதாரய. தட் மீன்ஸ் தட் மச் டிஃபிகல்ட். த டீச்சர் ஹேஸ் டு ரிப்பீட் அகெய்ன் அண்ட் அகெய்ன் அண்ட் அகெய்ன். சோ ஹி சேஸ் வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங், திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் மைண்ட். ஸ்வப்ன ஜாகரிதே சுப்திம். Tatha means in the same manner, just as you have understood in the previous sloka, what you have understood, that going mind, steady mind, you are the witnesser of that mind. Similarly, same way, now here also mind has got three types of status. It is anubhav. Experientially we are, every day we are, it is our experience. We need not struggle for this. Shastra gives such an example. We need not struggle. Swapna means a dream. Jagarita means jagradavastha, waking state. Supti means a deep sleep state where there are no dreams. Deep sleep state. Bhava abhava dhyam. You can put in this way. Fully active mind is called Jagradavastha. For meter's sake, Shankaracharya has started Swapna. You need not take from Swapna. Let us all listen from Jagradavastha. Waking state. What is waking state? Now you are in which state? Tamil Nadu nu solla adunga. Tamil Nadu nu theriyum. I am in waking state. Jagrat avastha. In this avastha, what is the status of the mind? Fully active, one artha. Fully active, purna vikasa manaha. Very technical, very nice, we can enjoy so much. Purna vikasa manaha. Apadane, I hope nobody is sleeping. How can you sleep? Such a big sound is coming from the outside. So, here the mind is fully active. In Jagradavastha, mind is fully active. In Sanskrit, we can call it as Purna Vikasa Manaha. Purna means totally, completely. Vikasa means manifesting. Vikasa means it is active in Artha. Manaha, mind. So our mind is now fully active. Okay? Then what about Swapna? Swapna state is that, or Avastha. Avastha means a state. Nilamai, ennu solluva. Not Avastha, Tamil Avastha. Adu vere Avastha nukul. Avastha na Nilamai, status of the mind. In dream, Swapna Avastha, partially active mind. What is called Swapna? Nothing but partially active mind. That status is called Swapna. Mind is partially, means half. Ardha Vikasa Manaha. Ardha Vikasa Manaha. Ardha means half. Partial. Partially active mind. When we are dreaming. Because our mind is projecting all the thoughts. We are not totally in wakeful state. We are not in deep sleep state. You are partially awake. Partially active. Ardha Vikasa Manaha is called Swapnaha. Then what about Supti? Supti in a deep sleep state. Deep sleep, swapna rahita nidra, sushupti, supti or sushupti, both are same. சுப்தி என்னாலும் சுஷுப்தி என்னாலும் ஒண்ணுதான். அந்த சுஷுப்திலோ அந்த ஷூ டேக்கன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெட்டர் தேர்ட் லெட்டர் யூ ஜாயின் சுப்தி சுஷுப்திலோ ஷூ யூ டேக் அவுட் சுப்தி. அப்ப சுப்தி என்ன சுஷுப்தி என்ன ஒண்ணுதானே. சுப்பிரமணியம் இருக்காது சுப்பு. அது மாதிரி ஃபுல்லி பாசிவ் மைண்ட் அர்த்தம். ஃபுல்லி பாசிவ் மைண்ட் அவிகாச மனஹ, நாட் விகாச, நாட் அர்த்த விகாச, நோ பூர்ண விகாச, நோ அர்த்த விகாச, அவிகாச, விகாசமே இல்லாத மனசு, டீப் ஸ்லீப்ல, அதுதான் சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா. நமக்கு புரிய லாங்குவேஜ்ல சொல்லணும்னா ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா இஸ் கால்டு விசிஆர், சொப்ன அவஸ்தா இஸ் கால்டு விசிபி. என்ன விசிஆர் விசிபி? வீடியோ கேசட் ரெக்கார்டர். ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, நவ் யூ ஆர் ரெக்கார்டிங் ஆர் நாட். இன் டீப் வென் யூ ஆர் ட்ரீமிங் வாட் யூ டூ, வாட் எவர் யூ ஆர் ரெக்கார்டட் ரிஜிஸ்டர்ட் யூ பிளே விசிபி. என்ன வாட் இஸ் த டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஸ்டேட்? நோ விசிபி, நோ விசிஆர். விசிஆரே கிடையாது, விசிபியும் கிடையாது, நிம்மதி. என்ன சொப்ன ஜாகரத்தே சுப்திம் பாவ அபாவ. வாட் மைண்ட் இஸ் பூர்ண விகாச பாவ. பாவ மீன்ஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், ஃபுல்லி பிரசன்ட். மைண்ட் இஸ் ஃபுல்லி பிரசன்ட். And mind is abhava, where in deep sleep state you do not know no mind, no sense organs, even you do not know male or female, you do not know yourself. Mind is totally inactive. So that mind, so all these three put together we can make into two: bhava, abhava. Presence of the mind, absence of the mind. This two, bhava abhavau, bhavasya bhavasya abhavasya bhava abhavau, dvandva samasa. Dhyam of that mind, the presence of the mind, absence of the mind, in these three avasthas. Anubhavam nani? Kashtama irikar? Nalla tiriyum swamini? Very very clear. So what then? Yaha vetti avikriyaha. Avikriya means changeless. Vikriya means change. Na vikriya, avikriya, without change. Change without changing. Who is knowing the jagrat avastha? I am only knowing. Who is knowing the dream avastha state? I am only knowing. Who is knowing the deep sleep state? Swamini, I am not knowing. Hey, if you are not knowing after waking up, how can you say I slept well? How can you say I slept well? That means you are not able to register there, but you have experienced the deep sleep state happily. You are able to communicate in jagrat avastha. After that, you are dash dash kuduthunnirpen, whether you are listening or not. Appo neenga da answer sollanum. That means what? Yaha vetti. Yaha vetti? Aham. I myself alone know. I am sitting in this class. I am listening to the Swamini class. I know. And I know the dream also. When I got a dream, even though I am a dreamer, in that dream, I don't recognize I am the waker, I am dreaming. At that time, puriyar do? At the time of dream, even though I am not able to recognize I the waker dreaming, but after waking up, I got a nice dream. Eppadi theriyum? Who knows? Myself. That means I have already registered that dream in the night. Yaha vetti. Then sushupti also. Aham sukham asvaptam na kinchid avedesham. I do not know anything. I slept well. Yaha vetti? Who knows? I myself. Yaha vetti. Who is that? Who is this knowing one in waking state, dream state and deep sleep state? In the no one at all change irukka? இந்த லோவர் ஆஃபீஸ் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா சொப்ன அவஸ்தா நானேதா சுவாமி, நானேதா அந்த நானேதா அவிக்ரியா சேஞ்ச்லெஸ்வர், ஐ அம் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ்வர். அதர்சி ஆஃப்டர் வேக்கிங் யூ ரிகலெக்ட் யுவர் ட்ரீம், யூ ரிகலெக்ட் யுவர் குட் ஸ்லீப் அண்ட் டெல்லிங் டு ஆல் பீப்புள். அவனுக்கு தூக்கமே வரல நைட்டு பாவம், in three states, changeless. Therefore, what is my name? Avikriyaha. Changeless I am. Who am I? Sakshi Chaitanyam. Sakshat. Directly I am experiencing. Jagrata avasthalo, you are experienced directly or not? Directly I know I am sitting here. You are not knowing this fact that you are sitting here not through your husband, not through your wife, not through anybody. You know sakshat directly. In dream, even you are dreaming, your wife do not know or husband do not know your dream. Sakshat, you are only directly experiencing the dream. Deep sleep also, you are only directly experiencing no one there. Sakshat. That Sakshat directly who is knowing all the three states, you are telling aham aham. Saha. That Paramatma. Mahavachyamla irikale tatu. That Sakshi Chaitanyam who is the knower is your real nature. He says, Sakshat aham iti avadharaya. Sakshat saha. Saha Sakshi Chaitanyam, who is the witnesser of all these three states, aham iti avadharaya, I am, you hope, I am that Sakshi Chaitanyam. If I am the body, I must remember all the time. Teach body, okay, question yourself. If I am the body, I must remember all the three periods of time. Illaye, dream laye kadiyadu in the body. Want to talk of sleep? Sleep, I do not remember this body. I do not remember my dear wife, dearest wife. Honey, 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 jagrata avasthalo chollu. Anga poi drrrnu odesthu. Snow ring anna. Enna asena? Wife avadu, husband avadu, onnu kediyadu. So, this body is not there, mind is not there, all relations are also not there. Everything has gone. Naan, naan, irukken. நான் தான் இருக்கேன். என்ன ஆர்சியா ஓசியா? ஓசி சாட்சி சைதன்யம், the witnesser of all these three states, I am there. That means what? You have to extrapolate this. Therefore, I am not the body. I am the witnesser of the body. I am the witnesser of the dream body. I am the witnesser of the sleep body. Sleeping body, waking body, dreaming body. And the witnesser. Witnesser is not changing. Thank God. Otherwise you have to search for your husband. Who is my husband? Who is my wife? After a sleep or you wake up and say, hey, bring coffee and he told you. See how same person, yesterday's person. Sakshat, directly. இது மேல என்ன வேதாந்தம் சொல்லணும் சொல்லுங்க. இது மேல எவ்வளவு ஈஸியா எழுத முடியுமா? சங்கராச்சாரியர் எவ்வளவு அழகா சொல்றாரு. இது கூட புரியல, எவன மண் இருக்கு? விநாயக சதுர்த்திக்கு அவனுக்கு மண் தேவை. என்ன பிள்ளையார் பண்றதுக்கு? அங்க குடுத்துடலாம். எப்ப குடுக்க முடியும்? இந்த சாஸ்திரம் படிச்ச நம்ம மண் எல்லாம் அவனுக்கு கிடைக்கும். சும்மா சின்ன ஒரு ஜோக். ஓகே, டோன்ட் திங்க் யூ ஆர் ஆல் ரைட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். ஜெனரல் பீப்புள் ஐ அம் டெல்லிங், அதர் பீப்புள் வை தே காண்ட் கிவ் திஸ் கிளே டு தட் பர்சன். சோ தட் பிள்ளையாராவது ஒருவா வெளியில இங்க வச்சுட்டு என்ன நமக்கே மோசம். ஜாகிரதா. So here some technical points we have to see, very very important. Avikriha is called Sakshi Chaitanyam. Okay, Sakshat Veti, Sakshat Chaitanyam directly knows Sakshat Veti, care of Mandukya Upanishad. What are the coronaries we have to understand here? Na? Thoughtful and thoughtless state of the mind. That's what discussion is. Thoughtful mind, thoughtless mind. When Sakshi Chaitanyam get reflected, when Sakshi Chaitanyam get reflected in the mind as Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa, then alone that Chidabhasa is called Pramata. I'll repeat it. When that Sakshi Chaitanyam reflects in the mind, reflection is like a mirror. This Sakshi Chaitanyam reflects in the mind, then immediately the mind creates a reflection. What type of reflection? Chirabhasa reflection. Sakshi Chaitanyam, Chaitanyam is nothing but Chit. That Chit is reflecting in the mind. Reflection is called Abhasa. In the mind level, where in the Abhasam reflection only, whose Abhasam, whose reflection? Chit reflection. Chit reflection is called what? Chit noda Abhasam? Chidabhasa. Where it is taking place, what is the stage? Mind. Mind is the dais. Mind is the stage. Mind is the locus where Sakshi Chaitanyam reflects. Once it reflects, in this reflection, Chidabhasa arises, Ahankara, Chidabhasa. That Chidabhasa, Ahankara is called Pramata, Knower, Pramata. This Pramata who is manifesting in the mind because of Sakshi Chaitanyam, this Chidabhasa are called Pramata, illumines the external world. In the first step, this Sakshi Chaitanyam, which illumines that its reflection, where? In the mind. When it reflects itself, reflection falls in the mind. What is the name of that reflection? Chidabhasa. Short form? RC. Illa class purinjukonga, discourse illa. RC formed because of OC. Where? In the mind. So Sakshi Chaitanyam witness the mind, internal mind. This Chidabhasa experience the external world. Very, very technical, important, very, very important point. You can enjoy the Vedanta. Slowly, if you understand. So, Pramata alone is the illuminator of external world. Now, who is the Pramata? Chidabhasa. Enna Swamini, romba kelvi kekkirena na. Enna ipdi kekkirena na. Appadiye or dose. Dose na thookam vandadum. Enna dry subject. Okay. The Pramata who is another than Chidabhasa or Rarsi. Illumining the world, my son, my daughter, the whole world, Vinayaka Chaturthi, Nifty, Podakattai, Ella, who witnessed that? This was not participating in the illuminator in Chidabhasa, Ahankara. The external world is illuminator is Chidabhasa. This Chidabhasa illuminator is Sakshidaitanya. Next step is what? We have to claim Sakshi as myself, that OC as myself. When Sakshi come down to the mind, I have to claim this Sakshi OC who is reflecting in the mind. This OC am myself, my real nature, Sakshi Chaitanyam. When this Sakshi Chaitanyam is reflecting in the mind, this is called RC, Pramata. This RC reflecting, which is in the mind, illumines the world. So that is called Chirabhasa or Pramada. When the Sakshi comes down as Chirabhasa, Surya comes down as Surya Pratibimbam. Really he is not coming, but Surya Pratibimbam is coming down as though. Similarly, Sakshi Chaitanyam coming down as the Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, that time Chidabhasa reflection, it is called Pramata, so Vatana. Pramata illumines the external world, Sakshi Chaitanyam illumines the internal world. Pramata illumines the external world, Sakshi Chaitanyam illumines the mind and solalam. Ulla enna iruka world? Mind dani. Anybody comes in the middle, innikku Vedanta class ku varamata. Not so easy. Poi na Sunday vechen indha class. People are free on Sundays. Paavam, enna pannradhu? Adhu Sunday morning Geetha vechiruken ange. Bhagavad Geetha. Sakshi illumines the internal mind. Now when you say, I am so sad, my mind is disturbed. I am so happy. Who is the witness, sir? Sakshi Chaitanya. Okay? Sakshi Chaitanya illumines the mind. Internal world, that is called mind. Mind are this, in the mind that which forms the Chirabhasa, the Pramata or RC, we can say, illumines the external. This Chidabhasa is called Ahankara. In the Ahankaranda, my husband, my wife, my children, my house, and Pesarat. And we have forgotten Sakshi Chaitanya, and we have taken this mind as real, and the mind la irukkira Chidabhasa real. And Chidabhasa, RC or Pramata is real. I know my son, I know my daughter. Pramata means knower. Pramata means what? Knower. The knower, I know my son, I know my daughter. Who is this saying? Pramata. Pramata or Chidabhasa or Ahankara. In the Ahankara is the reflection of that chit. It is unmaya poya. Whole world. It is unreal because it is a reflection of that Sakshi Chaitanyam. And this Pramata temporarily is playing the role and taking this Pramata as real. Pramata connected relations are real. Pramata connected relations created problems are real. And my sorrow is real. Problems are real. Therefore, my green headache and இதெல்லாம் அகங்காரம் பண்ற வேலை. இப்போ ப்ராப்ளம் வேண்டாம், தலைவலியே வேண்டான்னா என்ன பண்ணணும்? கிளைம். ஓ ஸ்ரீ சாட்சி சைதன்யம், என்ன அழகான டீச்சிங். எனக்கு அழகா இருக்கு, உங்களுக்கு எப்படி இருக்குன்னு தெரியல. சாரி, சாட்சி சைதன்யம் இஸ் நாட் லோக்கலைஸ்டு ஆர் டிவைடட். வேற இஸ் அகங்காரம் ஆர்த்தி Chidabhasa is localized. Where? In the mind. Then it has localized what? My son, my daughter. This Ahankara is dividing here and there. For every relation it is dividing. It is localized. Whereas Sakshi Chaitanyam, your Sakshi Chaitanyam, my Sakshi Chaitanyam, her Sakshi Chaitanyam, his Sakshi Chaitanyam, one that. All pervading Sakshi Chaitanyam. Ahankara only? Is Ahankara. Ahankara is localized, dividing factor. That's why as long as you are owning up to Ahankara, சொன்னான் இல்லையோ, பேதாளனுக்கு வாக்குப்பட்ட முருங்கு மரம் ஏறணும் அண்ணா. முருங்கைக்காய் மரம் ஏறிட்டா கீழே இதமான விடும். அகங்காரம் பிடிச்சா அப்படிதான் ப்ராப்ளம். நெவர் ஹோல்ட் ஆகும் அஹங்கார். தென் ஹவு கேன் ஐ டூ இன்டராக்ஷன் வித்வுட் அகங்கார? டூ இன்டராக்ஷன், but never give reality to that ahankar. Play the role, come to green room. Play the role, come to green room. Nama green room ku varamatame, vyasa potinde kashta patinde irko. Ennama alahana vedantanna swami namak da puriyar ulagathi puriyilla, ulagathi puriyavenda namak purinjapo. We need not bother about the external world. Next shloka, 23. Now you have got the point that I have not given explanation, this type of explanation, anywhere in our Upanishads. Prakarna Grandha only it comes. Okay. Shloka number 23. Ghatava bhasako deepaha. Ghatadanyo yathishyate. Dehavabhasako dehi. Tathaham bodha vigraham. So, Osi is called Sakshi. Osi reflecting in the mind is called Chidabhasa. This is Aham. That is Ahankara. Now, Priyada, Aham ke Ahankara ke difference? Osi undi Aham. ஆர்சி வந்து அகங்கார இட் கால் பிரமாதா. திஸ் பிரமாதா விச் இஸ் கால்ட் அகங்கார, விச் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆர்சி, இன்டிமேட்லி அசோசியேட்டட் வித் ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் மீடியம். இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட். இந்த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த சன் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் த மிரர் ஆர் நாட்? ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த சன், ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த சன் is associated with the mirror. If it is not associated with the mirror, there is no reflection at all. And the reflection irukkiradhukku kaaranam in association la. Similarly, in the mind angra mirror, chit reflection is falling. This chidabhasa reflection, tamata, ahankara, is associated with mind or not? Medium, it has to be associated. If it is not associated with the medium, the reflection cannot form. So therefore, this pramata is associated with the mind medium, RM. That's what about that. Appu sanna puriyile. Ippudu RM, RC, ennuma konju konju puriyirukku swami. So mind is RM, and the mind la reflection only RC, reflected consciousness, reflected medium. Reflected medium is that which gives place to reflection of that consciousness. Why it is called reflected medium? Reflected medium is a medium that which helps to form the reflection of Oti Chit. Sorry. Whatever this Pramata is Sasangaha. Since he is associated with the mind, the knower, pramata, chidabhasa, ahankara, illa, avan perra. This chidabhasa mind is called sasangaha, associated with the mind. Whereas this sakshi chaitanyam aham, osi, is associated with what? Tell me. Therefore, sakshi chaitanyam aham is, osi is asangaha. Not associated with anybody. Who is the witnesser of all the associations? Asangaha. Therefore, aham asangaha. Asangoham ayam purushaha. Aham asangaha. Therefore, what? Come to the next clause. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி